Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a great week for Donald J. Trump, right? Tomorrow is the big day. Where is it? I mean, and nobody knows whether they actually will hand down an indictment of Donald Trump tomorrow. He says they will. How does he know? And what about whether this is going to actually help him politically or help to undermine him? And would he be found guilty or likely be found innocent and be treated as a great victor enjoying yet another battlefield success? These are all questions where my go-to guy is Andy McCarthy. He is a senior fellow at National Review Institute and our contributing editor, and he is generally a former prosecutor who knows his business and was never, and I believe this is true, Andy, for all the years you were a federal prosecutor, were you ever accused of some kind of political bias or some kind of political motivation?
Not that I recall, Michael, but it was specific to me. You know, I was involved in a lot of political corruption investigations, particularly when I finally got to the point of being a boss in the office. And, you know, it's the playbook in those cases for, you know, whoever the defendant is to claim that there's political bias. But I don't recall it ever being directed at me in a personal way. And frankly, I don't recall it being more than the usual thing that they say, that there's, you know, political bias, whether there's any evidence of that or not.
Right. I mean, and I raise that to make it clear that most people, I think, acknowledge that these are highly political cases, all of the cases that are pending against Trump. Let me ask you, is there any sensible reason that of all of the charges against President Trump, that this one should go first?
Well, there's a sensible explanation for it. It's not a very good legal explanation. I think one of the things we don't have in the front of the mind often enough, Michael, is that, you know, we're very Washington-centric in how we cover things, just because the federal government seems to tower over everything else. And maybe what's lost in the shuffle is that in the federal system, prosecutors are appointed, they're vetted by the Senate, and one of the big qualifications is that you won't use your prosecutorial authority as a political weapon. That's one of the things that the Senate really drills down on. In the state system, and in New York in particular, these prosecutor positions and state attorney general positions are elected positions. So partisan politics is pervasive. And when you're talking about the Manhattan district attorney, it may be atrocious. I think it is atrocious law enforcement to bring a case for partisan reasons. And this is about as clear a case of that as I've ever seen. But it's probably good progressive Democratic politics in Manhattan.
And it, one of the things that you've written about, I mean, and you had a great column, brief column called "Don't Take Trump's Stormy Bait, Governor DeSantis." And what you're saying is it's terrific for Governor DeSantis to attack Alvin Bragg, the New York DA, who he is attacking and he has attacked, and even pointed out he was a Soros-funded candidate. But he followed the other part, which is not to say that that Trump is necessarily not guilty, not to defend him in the Stormy Daniels case. Why was it so important that Governor DeSantis avoid that?
Well, I think you don't want to get into the business. DeSantis politically doesn't have any motivation, obviously, to defend Trump. But I also think there's one, it's one thing, since we're in a political environment, to say that, you know, there's a defense that can be mounted here. And in particular, I think I've pointed out a number of times, I don't think it's a particularly strong defense on the misdemeanor of falsifying business records, but I don't think Bragg has a case that this is a felony, and it being a felony is the only reason for bringing it. But that's the legal reality. The factual reality is that the evidence here and the behavior here is icky. You know, you're talking about a fling with a porn star, and then they have a hush money arrangement where they structure the payments to look like it's payments of legal fees in 2017 when it's actually the reimbursement for a debt in connection with the hush money agreement in 2016. So I don't think it's behavior that you want to
endorse.
And the other thing is, I don't think it's smart for DeSantis or anyone who's running for president to get in the habit of defending Trump just because his very rabid supporters demand that, because I really believe that once the first prosecutor has crossed the Rubicon, as it appears Bragg is about to do, there are going to be other prosecutors who follow, and those allegations are going to be much more serious than these.
Okay, what the timing, and you have another column that says Trump doesn't know, and you say that the idea of his Tuesday arrest is highly unlikely. What do you think the real timing is here? When would he actually be facing trial if he is indicted?
Yeah, I think I don't think he'll be arrested at all, because, you know, Trump, this is a nonviolent crime. Trump is a Secret Service protectee. The NYPD is not going to go down to Florida and slap handcuffs on him and drag him back to a court in New York. The NYPD is a very professional police agency. The Secret Service is a fabulous agency. They work well together because Secret Service protectees spend a lot of time in New York. So they'll arrange a surrender. It won't be a traditional arrest. He'll have to surrender and be fingerprinted and photographed like every criminal defendant. And he'll be brought before a judge for an appearance and probably a guilty plea. Usually that wouldn't happen in the first appearance. I mean a plea of guilty or not guilty, where it'll be a not guilty plea.
Yeah, I just said, wait, and is predicting a Trump guilty plea? No, you're not, are you?
No. I misspoke, or else I'm like on LSD or something. but I think, Michael, you've hit on, you know, the big thing is this case is not going to be tried any time soon. The New York court system is very congested. This is going to be a logistically difficult thing to pull off. And the other thing is, I still think there are going to be other charges when, you know, Fulton County, the Biden-appointed special counsel, there's going to be more charges. And the prosecutors and the courts are going to have to sort of, you know, when that happens, they're going to have to get together and figure, like, who goes first and when.
Get in line. Which of these various charges, do you think the ones from that are being generated by Jack Smith, the special counsel, are the ones that are most serious?
I do, and I think the Mar-a-Lago documents case in particular, I think the highest priority to Democrats in particular is to try to make a case on Trump on January 6th. But I think the strongest case is going to be the documents case, because the evidence is just going to be overwhelming. The problem with that case is more political than evidentiary. It's because, you know, Biden has kind of the same behavior. But I think the way they're going to pitch that case is to say that Trump obstructed the grand jury investigation by misrepresenting that he had turned over all the documents when, in fact, he hadn't. So they'll pitch that more as an obstruction case than a document retention case. And, you know, I think the thing is, Michael, in the New York case, you look at that and you say no one who wasn't Donald Trump would be prosecuted for this, whereas anybody who lied to a grand jury would be prosecuted.
Okay, this is all so important and so fascinating. We will be back with Andrew McCarthy, the political ramifications coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
It is also always a privilege and a joy to have back on the show Andrew McCarthy, who is a senior fellow at National Review Institute. He's a contributing editor at National Review. He is their go-to guy on any legal matters, particularly the incredibly complex, and we were talking about it during the break, the layer upon layer upon layer. One of the most important things that Andy has written recently is this is only the beginning. I mean, once this dike breaks and there is an indictment which Trump has basically already pre-announced. There's an indictment on the Stormy Daniels matter. There will be more. And by the way, do you expect that there's every possibility that there would be additional indictments after the presidential election?
You know, Michael, it's so hard to predict 2 years from now.
Yep.
A lot of it obviously will depend on who wins the presidential election. Although I would say, you know, we talked about this at the beginning in the last segment. You know, the fact that these prosecutors who are state prosecutors across the country are elected Democrats lends itself to these guys combing their files and anything that they have on Trump. It's just good politics for them where, you know, in the places where they are in the blue states and the blue cities. It's good politics to do this. That's why they do it.
And in terms of the politics of the matter, there seems to be a lot of commentary from all sides that Trump could actually be strengthened by this. And leaving Nietzsche aside, who said that doesn't kill me makes me stronger, do you believe that there's a chance that Trump could get some voters who otherwise would not have supported him, get them to support him because of these indictments?
I do think that the reason the Democrat prosecutors are doing this is because they would like to run against Trump, and they need him to win the Republican nomination, obviously, for that to happen. So this does get his base riled up, and it makes people who otherwise have no use for him perhaps sympathetic. My view of it is if these cases are nonsense, like if the only case out there was the one that Bragg was bringing, I think maybe that could inure to Trump's benefit. But, you know, having been a federal prosecutor for 20 years, when these cases get more serious, Michael, the prosecutors are not going to file like a bland indictment that says Donald Trump knowingly and intentionally violated 18 U.S.C. 370. You know, that's not how it's going to read. These are going to be, we used to call indictments the roadmap to conviction because they're, you know, the best ones are narrative statements that lay out in gory detail what somebody did to violate the law. And as the cases get more serious and as they're supported with real evidence, I can't see how that would help anybody to be indicted.
And what about the motivation of, because I cannot think of any other case like this where there's a celebrity target of a grand jury who announces his own indictment ahead of time. Has that ever happened before?
Not that I can recall, but, you know, I think it goes to show that the political dimension of this for Trump is very important. I mean, if he knows he's going to be charged, under the circumstances, as you just mentioned, that this is the kind of case where, you know, he could get a bump from the fact that it's being brought and it's nonsense. You can see why he's doing it. But I don't think, you know, I think what he wants to say, because he knows these charges are coming, is that the Democrats are trying to remove their main competition from the field. And he'd like people to see this that way. But you know, there's this indictment, and then there's the other indictments that I think are coming, and I don't think those are going to lend themselves to that kind of narrative.
Do you have any sense of the timing of those other indictments?
Well, I really thought the Fulton County one was imminent. In fact, if you had asked me, and maybe you even did ask me, but if you had asked me 3 or 4 weeks ago, I would have said the Fulton County one would be first because we already know there's a grand jury report where they recommended charges, and we had this forewoman out having her 15 minutes of fame a few weeks back.
Yeah, she was giggling. She was thrilled by the whole thing.
Yeah, but I thought it meant that was imminent. And then of course Bragg has come in with this, which I think part of his rush may be the statute of limitations, since this is so old and stale. But I also, you know, there's a lot of reporting, Michael, about pretty intense investigative activity by Jack Smith, the special counsel, on both the January 6th front and the Mar-a-Lago documents front. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah. Do you think there's any prospect of E. Jean Carroll and her charges of rape getting any further traction?
I don't think it's going to get criminal traction, because it's, again, it's very...
It's an old case. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, Judge Kaplan in the Southern District of New York just made a very favorable ruling on her behalf, allowing, you know, evidence to come in of other women who were allegedly abused and, you know, the famous NBC tape that came up during the 2016 election. So I think that case is, you know, he's made very favorable evidentiary rulings for E. Jean Carroll, and that will be, you know, yet another thing that gets thrown into the hopper.
And you do believe that in the end it's the Jack Smith, it's a special counsel case with the documents at Mar-a-Lago that might have the biggest danger for Trump?
Yeah, I think so. If you take a step back, probably the biggest danger, if we're just going to talk about politics rather than law, is just the cumulative effect of all of this. I mean, we need to remember this. We're in the middle of this, not at the beginning. You know, Trump's organization, which he ran for, you know, 40 years or however long it was, has already been found guilty of felony tax violations. They're not the crimes of the century, but they're felonies. So he already has the weight of that, and that's just the beginning. So I think at a certain point, you have to wonder if voters don't say, you know, even if we think a lot of this is, pardon the pun, trumped up, it's time to move on to someone who doesn't have this kind of baggage.
Andrew McCarthy, I hate to say so, but it's time to move on from you. I hope we have a fascinating week together. And can't wait till we speak again. When we come back, Mike Pence gets slammed by the press. Why? You'll hear coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden has issued his first veto. He rejected a bill that would have reversed a Labor Department rule on environmental, social, and governance investing, otherwise known as ESG, because it would make it illegal to consider risk factors that MAGA Republicans don't like.
They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it. It makes sense to veto it.
Biden tweeted that the bill would have risked Americans' retirement savings. Former President Trump is preparing to be arrested tomorrow in New York City. Trump may not be handcuffed, but will be read his Miranda rights, booked, then arraigned, and then most likely released on his own recognizance. It's been 20 years since then President Bush declared war on Iraq. In a televised announcement, Bush formally announced the start of the war and that we were bringing shock and awe. John Schaefer, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
And if you're a Republican candidate for president, if your name is Nikki Haley or Vivek Ramaswamy, or any of the prospective candidates, Mike Pompeo, Mike Pence, Chris Christie, any of them, that you don't want to confront Stormy Daniels' questions. I mean, the chances are, I don't think there are any other presidential candidates who know Stormy Daniels, have had anything to do with Stormy Daniels. And I think that Governor DeSantis handled it about as well as he could, where he says, well, when it comes to paying hush money to a porn star, I don't know anything about that, because obviously it's not part of his life experience. I think it's safe to say. It's certainly not part of Mike Pence's life experience. Remember, he's the guy who wouldn't have dinner with a female if his wife wasn't there. Pretty upright guy. And he actually had to fend off some Stormy Daniels questions from John Carl of ABC TV. And it sounded like this, clip 9.
Former president possibly about to be indicted, and it's unprecedented. Aren't his actions unprecedented? I mean, we never saw a presidential candidate give $130,000 to a porn star to keep her from talking. I mean, these are unprecedented actions.
Well, John, as you know, those events transpired before I even joined the national ticket, and so I can't speak to the merits of the case.
Well, the payoff happened just 2 weeks before the election.
But I can't speak to the merits of the case. Yeah. And in America, you're innocent until proven guilty. That's not always true in the national media, but it is true in our justice system. And look, I know that President Trump can take care of himself, and this process will play out if, in fact, an indictment comes down.
Okay, and then there's more, and John Carl, I think, is doing a good job as a reporter. He's asking Mike Pence uncomfortable questions, and this about January 6th style chaos if Trump is in fact arrested. This is clip 8.
but he's calling for people to protest. Is that irresponsible?
Well, first, let me say I'm taken aback at the idea of indicting a former president of the United States at a time when there's a crime wave in New York City. That the fact that the Manhattan DA thinks that indicting President Trump is his top priority, I think, just tells you everything you need to know about the radical left in this country. It just feels like a politically charged prosecution here. And I, for my part, just feel like it's just not what the American people want to see. We got real challenges in this country today, John. People are facing record inflation, a crisis at our border. We have war in Eastern Europe. The American people are anxious about the future, and here we go again, back into another politically charged prosecution directed at the former president of the United States, and I would just hope for better.
And he then continues.
But he's calling on people to protest, to come out and protest, take our nation back. We know what happened the last time he said that.
Well, John, the American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
Absolutely, but to have a former president calling on people to protest a justice proceeding.
The frustration the American people feel about what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country, mm-hmm. I think is well-founded. But I believe that people understand that if they give voice to this, if this occurs on Tuesday, that they need to do so peacefully and in a lawful manner, that the violence that occurred on January 6th, the violence that occurred in cities throughout this country in the summer of 2020 was a disgrace. The American people won't tolerate it, and those that engage in that kind of violence should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, again, was he saying that kind of violence, meaning the people who were involved with the so-called BLM riots, or does that include January 6th? There's also a news item, and it's so sad, but it's gotten much less attention than it deserves. This is from Associated Press. A retired Air Force lieutenant colonel who stormed the U.S. Capitol dressed in combat gear and carried zip-tie handcuffs into the Senate gallery was sentenced on Friday, going into the weekend, to 2 years in prison. Larry Brock, 55, of Grapevine, Texas, joined other rioters on the Senate floor only minutes after then-Vice President Mike Pence, senators and their staffs, evacuated the chamber to escape the mob attacking the building on January 6, 2021. And no, he didn't even try saying he was just a tourist or a sightseer. U.S. District Judge John Bates also sentenced Brock to 2 years of supervised release after his two-year prison term and ordered him to perform 100 hours of community service. Prosecutors had recommended a sentence of 5 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised service. So he got two and two, 2 years in prison, 2 years of supervised service. Bates convicted Brock in November after a trial without a jury. Brock waived his right to a jury trial. The judge said Brock expressed very troubling and violent rhetoric before the January 6th riot. The judge read aloud several of Brock's social media postings, calling it really pretty astounding that a former high-ranking military officer expressed those words. That's chilling stuff, and it does reflect a purpose to stop the certification of the election, Judge Bates said. Brock believed baseless conspiracy theories that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from Republican incumbent Donald Trump. When we got to the bottom of this conspiracy, said Lieutenant Colonel Brock, we need to execute the traitors that are trying to steal the election. And that includes the leaders of the media and social media aiding and abetting the coup plotters. He wrote that on November 9, 2020 on Facebook. In a Facebook message to another user on Christmas Eve, Brock outlined what he called a plan of action if Congress fails to act on January 6th. One of the main tasks in his plan was to seize all Democratic politicians and Biden key staff and select Republicans, begin interrogations using measures we used on Al-Qaeda to gain evidence on the coup. Brock flew combat missions in Afghanistan before retiring from the Air Force as a lieutenant colonel. His plan of action also called for a general pardon for all crimes up to and including murder of those restoring the Constitution and putting down the Democratic insurrection. Do not kill law enforcement unless absolutely necessary, he wrote. Defense Attorney Charles Burnham said it is inconceivable that Brock was motivated by anything other than genuine concern for democracy. If Mr. Brock was sincerely motivated by high ideals, it significantly reduces his culpability, even if the court should privately disagree with his view. His disagreement with his view is to take federal officials and seize them and treat them like Al-Qaeda. You don't get to do that if you're a civilian. And again, retired lieutenant colonel. Brock attended the Stop the Steal rally where Trump addressed a crowd of supporters on January 6th. He was wearing a helmet and tactical vest when he joined the mob that attacked the Capitol. He entered the building through Senate wing doors roughly 12 minutes after the other rioters initially breached them. Surprising that Mike Pence doesn't have more vivid memories of that unforgettable day of his life and ours. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Feeling tired and achy and a little bit sore. Maybe you were too active over the weekend. Well, it may also be your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Balance 7 can change all of that. It also helps to reduce heartburn dramatically. All natural ingredients, that's the best of all. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Balance 7, use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, plus free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, and a money-back guarantee. In 3 days' time, it's guaranteed you will feel the difference. Go to michaelmedved.com. And click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED. Okay, with all of this going on, Chris Sununu, who is one of those people, he's the governor of New Hampshire. He's been very popular in New Hampshire. It's a state where Republicans not named Sununu did not do well this last time, but he was reelected comfortably as governor. He's thinking about running for president, and he spoke on CNN about how the Stormy Daniels New York case against Trump could actually help the former president. Listen to Governor Sununu, clip two.
I think there's a lot of unknowns. I can tell you, I think it's building a lot of sympathy for the former president. I think the fact that I was with coffee this morning with some folks, and there's none of them were big Trump supporters, but they all said, they felt like he was being attacked. And as you pointed out, this is likely some sort of misdemeanor on an issue 7 years ago. This has nothing to do with January 6th. There's folks out there that still think this has something to do with January 6th. So I just think that the not just the media, but really a lot of the Democrats have misplayed this in terms of building sympathy for the former president. And it does drastically change the paradigm as we go into the 24 election.
And John Bolton, who has also been talking about a campaign for president, he's been very strong on the Ukraine issue, but he points out that an indictment is not the same as a conviction. And what happens if Trump is found not guilty in the indictments? Listen to John Bolton.
If he's about to be arrested, it almost certainly means he's going to be indicted first. He's going to be required to come in and surrender himself to answer to the indictment. So it's not some random decision. I strongly believe in a free society, there's got to be one rule of law for everybody. I think that's clear. I don't know how you make that judgment when you're talking about a case involving somebody paying hush money to a prostitute or a stripper. I only know one person who's ever done that. I worked for him. It's a kind of strange situation. But I'll say this. However guilty Trump may be, and having very much in mind the one rule of law for everybody, if they indict and fail to convict in New York, I think historians would look back and say that is the act that reelected Donald Trump president. So I hope those prosecutors in New York are very, very certain of their case.
Would it be viewed as a tremendous victory for President Trump? The only thing that I would bring up with John Bolton, who was in law school the same time I was, John Bolton has to keep in mind, this is not going to be the only indictment, as Andrew McCarthy has made clear. And I think one of the things that is working in Trump's advantage, and I think it is an advantage for him, is that this is the one that is coming first. And when it's coming first, that's why the calculations of people like Andrew Yang, Andrew Yang was on, I remember him, Democratic candidate for president, who did surprisingly well. He hung in for a while. He now has the brand new Forward Party. It's a third party. He basically was demanding that Joe Biden step aside, give up his race for president. And why? Listen, this is clip 5.
I think that there should be a competitive primary in the Democratic Party. I think that Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan should run. I think that Gavin Newsom here in California should run. I think J.B. Pritzker in Illinois should run. Joe Biden said in 2020, I am here to be a bridge to the next generation. That is what he should be at this moment. And if he were to go down this road, he would be now this George Washington-level statesman. He gets rid of Trump, he gets some great things done, and then he says it's time to give it to the next generation. And then we would all be loving on Joe. Joe, please, head this direction. If he does not, then we are punting on this entire succession challenge, and it could emerge at a very inopportune time. But in my opinion, there are very, very real risks going down the road that it seems like
we're
going down.
But you're not even rooting for that party anymore, right? You're the Forward Party. You're not the Democratic Party.
I'm pro-civilization, Bill. I'm pro-civilization, and I'm anti-extremism.
Okay, and anti-extremism? Well, President Trump made a statement today that is so singularly eloquent and inspiring, and you'll help me understand it. It was a statement about America's farmers who disproportionately support President Trump. Listen, this is clip 19.
Nobody in history did more for the farmers of our country than I did. I got them $28 billion with a B, $28 billion from China, based on how they were unfairly treated before me by the Chinese government. They were treated very, very badly. People couldn't believe it. Nobody's going to win with the farmers. But Donald J. Trump, I got him $28 billion. I saved ethanol, and I made farmers happy and rich again. And they're doing a fantastic job. And you know what? Someday it'll become time for them to leave this beautiful earth, and they'll be able to leave their farm without taxes to their children. I got rid of the death tax on farms so that when you do pass away, on the assumption that you love your children, you can leave it to them and they won't have to pay tax. But if you don't love your children so much, and there are some people that don't, and maybe deservedly so, it won't matter, because frankly, you don't have to leave them anything. Thank you very much. Have fun.
Frankly, very much. Have fun, whether you don't love your children enough to leave them anything. There's a movie about another charming character, but you don't know who that character is until toward the end of the movie, and maybe not even then. The movie about the historical episode from the mid-60s, Serial Killer, the Boston Strangler. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Keira Knightley plays a real-life 1960s reporter who solved some of the secrets, but not all of them, behind one of the most horrifying serial killers in American history. The movie, The Boston Strangler, now streaming on Hulu.
Three women were strangled over the last 2 weeks.
You're on the lifestyle desk. You're not covering a homicide.
I think the murders are connected.
Well, of course they are, but ultimately the 15 deaths involved with this killer still evoke some unsettled questions. The performances here, with Chris Cooper playing Keira Knightley's crusty and skeptical editor, are all first rate, but the emphasis is far more on confronting sexism in the newsroom than a mad, seemingly unstoppable killer on the loose. It's rated R, of course, with plenty of gruesome details about the killings. 2.5 stars for The Boston Strangler. And on the Michael Medved show, Marjorie Taylor Greene has continued to campaign for the idea of an American divorce. I mean, not a personal divorce, but a divorce between red states and blue states, a shop separating into secessionist movements. There's a shocking new poll that shows that a full one-fifth of Americans think that's a great idea. Really? Yeah. Amazing. And a new study says that dad jokes, as corny and lame as they may be, actually help kids develop into healthy adults. Why? We'll get to that next time. There's also the suggestion that COVID pandemic's origins are linked to a strange beast at the Wuhan market, raccoon dogs. And no, they're not pets, they're food. We will get to that. We'll be speaking to law professor John Yu, who will talk about, no matter how many times he is indicted, President Trump may yet win. And how will that work? That will be part of the subject under discussion next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.